There's a famous machlokes dispute between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai on what is the Seder HaKiddush. Tomorrow night, Friday night, is Shabbos, and we all know Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. So we know there's a biblical mitzvah to recite, and because anytime the Torah tells us Zohar, we have a tradition. It's not enough just to think about it, but Zohar means bepeh. We have to verbalize it. Do we have a mitzvah? What?
Does Shamar also mean to verbalize?
No, we need, but we only learn out Zohar bepeh because of Shamar. The Gemara's drush is by Amalek. It says Zohar, remember Amalek, and lo sishkach. And do not forget. So the Gemara says, so obviously if you can't forget, then what do I need to tell me to remember? Remember must mean bepeh. So they have a similar drasha that shamar means to remember it. So what do I need shamar, keep the Shabbos or remember it. So what do I need zachar for? Zachar means bepeh. So that's the general rule. When the Torah tells us to remember something, it's not zechiras yisiyetz mitzrayim, any mitzvah. Any time it's zachar, it means you have to verbalize it. So we all agreed that we have to verbalize Kiddush tomorrow night. And so the question is, what is the Seder HaKiddush? So let's leave Ayichul out of it, but Ayichul is first anyway. But let's get to what the Gemara calls the Kiddush. There are two parts to the Kiddush. There's the Borei Pri HaGafen, and then there's the Bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos. So that's what we have in the Kiddush. We do Vayichulu, but then we have two Brachas, Borei Pri HaGafen and Mekadesh HaShabbos. So there's a debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Do I do first Borei Pri HaGafen and then Mekadesh HaShabbos? Or do I make the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos first, and then make Borei Pri HaGafen? So that's a debate. The Gemara tries to go through halachic reasons for each one. Is it because of Tadir or not? But the bottom line is, that's the conclusion. That's what the Mishnah says. It's the Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Do we make Borei Pri HaGafen and then the Mekadesh HaShabbos? Well, we make Mekadesh, so we, as we all know, or I don't know if we all know, but my minhag is to follow Beis Hillel, and therefore we make Borei Pri HaGafen, and then we make Mekadesh HaShabbos. So besides the halachic issues, which the Gemara goes into, let's try to explain this machlokes more b'derach machshava, more through what's the yisod in machshava, in thought. In other words, why does Beis Shammai say you make the Kiddush first and then the Borei Pri HaGafen? What's the message? And what's the message of Beis Hillel? So there's an interesting piece that I think Rav Zevin has in his Sefer, as well as it could be Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah there. Different Mepharshim say similar. But what's the machlokes? And how do we deal with things in life? In other words, Beis Shammai in general, we don't have this in the Gemara. In the Gemara, we know we paskin like Beis Hillel. However, they say in the mystical Svarim that B'Yemos HaMashiach, later on, Lasid Lavo, we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai. Why? Because they say, what? I said, that's a pi Kabbalah. So there's no halachic source, but I'm saying that's what they have in different Svarim. So I'm not debating. I guess we'll find out, or hopefully we'll find out. So, but the point being is, because why? Because Beis Hillel is more like Midas HaRachamim, Beis Shammai is Din. So now we're not ready for Beis Shammai, but hopefully Lasid Lavo we will be. So either way, that's what it says al pi Kabbalah. It's not. It's elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. They're both right. The question is, who do we paskin like? Like as Rav Soloveitchik used to always say, you mean when we learn Gemara, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, does that mean when I learn Beis Shammai, I'm not getting Talmud Torah? No, of course you're getting Talmud Torah, because Eil Divro Kim Chayim. It's just a matter of both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are words of Torah. Lepsak or Halacha, you have to follow one. You can't function following both. But of course, it's both Torah. So how do we view? So Beis Shammai was on the high. Beis Shammai is known on the high level. Midas Hadin. So what does he say? Shabbos comes, you jump right into it. Well, imagine Shabbos. Of course, let's get right to it. Mekadesh Shabbos, like we have on the night of Pesach. Usually it's Sor Meira, stay away from the bad, and then the Asei Tov, and then do good. But on the night of Pesach, it's Kadesh, then Urachat. We jump right into it. So Beis Shammai says, wow, holy Shabbos, I can't wait. It's so special. Let's get right into it. I'll make the Baruch Pi HaGafen afterwards. I can't wait. I want to jump right in. Beis Hillel says, ideally, we agree with you. But the problem is we live in reality, and most people aren't that way. They can't just jump into Friday afternoon, right, and just feel it right away. So therefore, what do? We got to have a little wine. We know wine lightens you up, gets you into the good mood, it gets you besimcha. So have a little l'chaim, have a little wine, a boer pri agafen, although you're not really drinking the wine until later anyway, but by making the bracha and the wine's good enough, that you make the boer pri agafen, you think about your bar tenura miskati you're going to have after in the next 30 seconds, and it gets you besimcha, and then, oh, now I'm ready for Shabbos. Wow, I have a nice cup of wine to start my Shabbos. I'm really into it now. Now I'm excited. So it's not that they argue. Everyone agrees, we should feel the Shabbos right away. We should just, but the problem is you got to know where you're holding. So Beis Shammai, so maybe we'll paskin like him, maybe Asid Lovel will change the Seder HaKiddush around. But at this point, we're not. We don't follow Beis Shammai. We're not on Beis Shammai's level. We're on Beis Hillel's level. We need the Boer Pri HaGafen first before we get into the Mekadesh HaShabbos. In fact, greater people than us even follow this method. In fact, we know the famous, the great Yitzchak Avinu. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram's son, Yaakov's father, Yitzchak. When Esav went to him to get a bracha, what did he tell Esav? You know what? Go hunting, find me some nice ribs, some nice steak, some nice meat. Then I'll be ready to give you a good, I'll get a good feeling, some geschmack of meat, some ribs, and then I'll be ready to give you a bracha. Or we find by Elisha, the great Elisha said, before they get in the vui, he said, Kechuli minagin, get me someone to play me some music. I got to get into the mood. There's nothing like, a nice breeze on the beach, someone playing you some nice music. I need some music to get me into it. And we all know every Friday night, we light candles because we know Shalom Bayis is nothing worse than stubbing your toe in the dark and then taking it out on everyone else the rest of the night. Light brings them, so we believe in artificial means. And that's what we do. We follow Beis Hillel. We mavarach al hayayin. We make the boi pri agafen, and then we make the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, because that's where we're holding, and that's how Rav Zevin and others explain. That's where Nadav and Avihu, in this week's parsha Shmini, went off the derech. And all the Torah tells us is, what did they do? They brought an age zara, a foreign fire, shalot tziva Hashem. That's all the Torah tells us. And basically, the different opinions in Chazal, what they did wrong. So one opinion is, you know what they did? They had a little l'chaim. They had a little wine. They had a little drink. Very understandably, it's a very important day. They want to get the feel for it. They want to get into the mood. So therefore, they had a... So generally speaking, drinking wine, having l'chaim, it's a good thing. It all depends where and what. But in theory, we believe in artificial means, like the famous Medrash Tanchuma, that when Noah came out of the ark, so the Satan, the angels came down and they slaughtered four animals. They agreed to have a pact together and they slaughtered, you know, when Noah was planting with the vineyard, so they had the pact. So they slaughtered a lamb, lion, monkey, and pig. The question is, why these four animals? They're not even all kosher. Like, what's the message here? So the Medrash Tanchum explains is because that the dangers of wine. When one drinks a little bit to the excess, you become as sleepy as a lamb. When you drink a little more to the excess, you become as fearless as a lion. When you drink a little more to the excess, you start jumping around like a monkey. And when you drink totally to the excess, you start acting like a pig, vomiting, cursing, throwing up, the works. So Chazal were well aware of the dangers of wine. And yet every Friday night, every Yentif, every Simcha, we do it over a boy Pri HaGafen, because that's what Olam Hazeh is. We're Makadesh Techol. We take the mundane and we make it holy. So in theory, what Nadav and Leo did, it sounds like they did the right thing. They wanted to get into the mood. The only problem was, it was in the Makam HaMikdash. It was in the Beis HaMikdash. It was the time when they were dedicating the Mishkan. It was a special time where everything had to go according to specific order. You know, if I'm hanging out in the yard, I want to have a little drink, that's one thing. I'm at the Kiddush Club. If I'm in the middle of davening the Ilan Yom Kippur, that might not be the time to take out a bottle of wine. So Chazal, they're very found fault that they might have had good intentions and they had the idea of using artificial means, but in their Madrega, they should have known better. The Beis HaMikdash, who needs wine? You jump right into it. We paskin like Beis Hillel, but in the Beis HaMikdash, we paskin like Beis Shammai. You have the Gilai Shechina, you have the Divine Presence in front of you. It's one of the holiest times of the year. You're dedicating the temple and you take out a bottle of wine, you start drinking and you're not commanded. If God said to drink, then of course you drink. But we want everything specifically done with the directions. And that's the pshat Eish Zara. Eish means it's a fire. Is they're looking for excitement. They wanted to be very excited about the event, as we all do. But Zara, it was from outside sources, like Avodah Zara. It wasn't commanded. If it was an Eish that God commanded, it would have been great. But that's the illusion. Why is the Torah called an Eish Zara? Even though they were drinking. Because Eish means it's the brand, the excitement of doing something. When you're doing it, that's what the fire means. And it's a good thing. We want to be excited. But it was a Zara. It wasn't commanded. And that's why, even though in general, we have a halacha, ase doche los ase. We have a halacha that a mitzvah's ase supersedes a los ase. In other words, and why? That's why the classical case is we put tzitzis, even not today, but when it was a given that they were tcheles, it used to mix wool and, even though there's a biblical prohibition to mix wool and linen, but if we know we have the tcheles, we do it, because ase docha los, from the juxtaposition of the psukim, we learn out that I could do it. So what's the svara behind it? So the Ramban writes, because mitzvahs ase represent ava, when you actively do something, you show your love for someone, and you abstain from doing something, you show your fear. So mitzvahs ase is serving God out of love. Not doing los ase is serving God out of fear. Serving God out of love is a higher level than serving God out of fear. So the Efa Ase Docha Los Ase. And that's the pshat in the Arizal, who says, Yom Kippur Kippurim. Purim's even greater than Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is a day of Yiras Hashem, of fear, but Purim's a day of Avas Hashem. And that's what they... So when do we say Ase Doche Lo Sase? That's generally speaking. But in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't say Ase Doche Lo Sase. Why? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, the focus is on Yiras Hashem, Gilai Shechina. So how dare Nadav and Avihu take out a bottle of wine, they bring in Eitz Zara. If you want to do it out in your backyard during the Kiddush Club, go right ahead. But in the Makam HaMikdash, Yom Shmini Limuluim, bad choice. That wasn't the time to look for artificial means. We generally know we need, we're human, we need artificial things. We need a good meal, we need some good food to get us going. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it's an Eitz Zara, especially on a day where our Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted everything done right. So Nadav and Avihu on them Madrega, if we took out a bottle and had a drink, it might be a mitzvah for us. But for Nadav and Avihu, it was a big mistake. In fact, they say over the Gedolei HaChasidim, they used to say that when the Rebbe used to go on Tashlich to throw out his sins, so afterwards the Hasidim came by and picked them up. What does that mean? The Rebbe threw out his sins and the Talmidim, the Hasidim picked them up, because for the Rebbe it was a sin. But one man's sin is another person's. For them, for the Hasidim, halavai, if they could, you know, for them it's a mitzvah with the Rebbe that they could pick up the leftovers. Like to have, you know, you pass around the shirayim at the tish. So that's the yisod here. That, of course, Beis Shammai is right, perhaps in theory, and maybe Lasid Lavo. You should be able to jump right into Shabbos. Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'achar Kach Mevarach HaLayayin. And that's what Nadav and Avihu should have done. But we... That's in the Beis HaMikdash, but we passing like Beis Hillel, that we can't just jump into Shabbos. We got a Mevarach al Hayayin, V'achakach. We have to have the special food on Shabbos, whether it's the Zmiras that get us going, whether it's the meat and potatoes, whether it's the Friday night Kalbach, whatever it might take. But everyone, we all need our own things to get us going. And therefore, that's why we passing like Beis Hillel, Mekadesh al-Hayayin, Ba'achakach, Mevarach al-Hayom.